Carl here, Westside Gadget Guy, with the final entry for the Vegas 30 show. All right, in summary, we had two people that were here in Vegas for 30 hours, and the goal was to see which of the styles of play would actually be potentially better, and if you stuck to it. I was player two, I suppose. Player one, I believe, ended up coming out a little bit behind, and I think he was breaking from the system. System being something simple as when you're winning, you bet more. When you're losing, you drop down to your minimum bet once again. Of course, player one articulates it a little bit better than that, but that's what it comes down to. It also has to do with the fact that after you have multiple loses, three or four, you leave that spot. Whether it's a machine, which I previously talked about as being a very bad way to play, or a table. Leaving from a table is a little bit difficult because there's that human element where you sort of, you know, you've got that camaraderie with the other players, maybe the dealer, who knows what it might be. But I think that's why player one actually ended up not doing as well, because he was breaking the rules. Me, as player two, came out, literally within about $15 of when I got here. And you know, whenever a player says they're within $15 of where they started, that usually means they're behind $15, not ahead, and I'm certainly not the exception to that rule. So again, I followed the rules, but of course I broke the rules too. And I don't know, maybe there's some psychology to it, that people deliberately break the rules, so in case they lose, they say, well, had I followed the rules, things would have gone better. Not really sure. But it was an interesting test. There will be more to follow, surely, as player one, who is Mike Beinstock from the OC. As soon as he gets back and does some more number crunching, he'll come up with some other ideas, I'm sure, for us to tinker with. We did end up hitting about 15 casinos. I have to tell you, I've never been to that many casinos in such a short time. And they all have a very different feel and a very different flavor, for those of you who haven't actually been here. And we were actually ranking them based on cheese. Brie, cheddar, Swiss, American, that sort of cheese. Believe it or not, the so-called riffraff that hangs out in the higher caliber cheese, of course, those are the places that have the lower minimum hands that you can play. So there is a trade-off between how much you have to spend to be in a nicer environment. The nicer casinos, of course, having a higher minimum bet, also smelling a lot nicer and having nicer people that you're sitting around and talking with and sort of spending your time with. So, I appreciate you following along with us. It's been great. Thanks for your feedback. The handful of you that actually shot messages while we were here with suggestions and well wishes, that's good. Steven, sorry I was not able to make any money by betting on black for you because roulette was not part of the plan. Thanks for listening. This is Carl, the Westside Gadget Guy, syndicated at westsidetoday.com. Thanks for listening.